Just come and gather down here at the front for a moment. We've got some stuff for you to do in a little while. We've got some craft for you to do. We're all gonna watch a drama that hopefully explains some of what we're talking about. And we're gonna start by talking about something that we did almost a month ago, our last all-age service. Okay, so we're looking in this series at understanding God's purpose for his church. And today, our theme is, it's not working. If you can click it onto the next one, that'd be great. Our theme is to be spiritually alert. And the passage that we're going to look at shortly will explain what that's about. Now, in our last all-age service, do you remember that we stopped everything for 5 minutes and we did nothing but listen? Do you remember? And we stopped and we prayed beforehand, and we stopped and we listened and asked God, what are you saying to us as a church? And then we wrote down the things that we felt God was saying to us. And I said that some of those things only one person would write down. And that doesn't mean it's not God speaking, but sometimes it might mean that actually it was my head rather than God speaking through my heart. But so some things would be written down just once. Other things might come across quite strongly in all the things that we gathered together. Okay, so we collected those things up, didn't we? And on Monday, and then again on Tuesday, I spent some time going through those 100 sheets. Literally 100 sheets came back to look at what do we think God is saying. So I tried to theme them together, okay? And let me tell you the strongest themes that came through. This is for all of us. So we stopped for 5 minutes in that service, and then we stopped for the week, and we prayed for the week, didn't we? So this is what came out of just those 5 minutes. The strongest message was that we should love one another. That we should all love one another, even the frustrating person that you're not sure you get on with very well. And I'm trying to look at everybody and not catch anyone in particular. Oh, stop. That we all must love one another. Okay? And that was a quarter of the people wrote that down, that felt that God had said that to them. The next one was that we should be united, that we should strive for unity, or that we should maintain unity. That we should love one another and we should all be together on the same page. That we should be together as one with no division between us. Wow, wonderful. And the next one, I love this one, the next one was trust me more. That's not me, God. Trust God more. Don't be afraid. I am with you. And that was almost a quarter of us felt God say that to us. Okay? Isn't that encouraging? That actually we should trust God more, that we shouldn't be afraid because he is with us. The next one was to seek him, to tune in to him, to be spiritually alert. That's what we're going to talk about today. This was all planned beforehand, but that's what we're going to talk about today. The next one was that we should reach others with the gospel. So we should love one another, those of us in here, absolutely, and those of our fellowship who are not here with us today. We should love one another, but that's not enough, that we have to go and reach others with God's love and with his good news. And then the final two things that I want to share this morning was that we should prepare for new things. And I love that it's like, don't be afraid, I am with you, prepare for something new. Okay? And then the last one is sustain and grow. So look after what you've got, but then grow it as well. Okay, so those are the strongest things that we felt God was saying to us. There were loads of others, and we will talk about that as elders. When we stopped and prayed in our prayer meetings, we listened to what was being said, what was being prayed, what scriptures were being brought, what pictures were being given. And we will talk about that as elders, and we will feed back to that to you at the church meeting about that, I'm sure. But when we tune in to what God is saying to us, we shouldn't be surprised that he speaks. Okay, I often am. That when I stop doing whatever else it is that I'm doing or should be doing, and I say to God, would you come and speak to me? I'm always surprised that he does. I'm often surprised by the way that he does, but I'm always surprised that he does. But I wonder, What do we miss out on, every single one of us? What do we miss out on when we don't take time to listen to God? Now, I want to tell you about a trip that I took recently. We took it as a family, and while we were away, we went to a museum, and there was a particular exhibition in this museum. You can now visit it in London. We happen to be in Prague, but it's a bit more convenient now, isn't it? So you can go to it in London. It was all about Tutankhamun, okay? The great Egyptian king? Pharaoh, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. I had prince in my head, and I'm like, that's not right either. But what I want to tell you about this exhibition is that it was amazing. It was a 360-degree exhibition. Okay, that didn't mean that you just had to stand there looking around like that all the time. But there was one bit, there was a room about the size of this room, and it just had plain white walls all the way round. And it had projectors in the ceiling pointing at every single bit of wall. And there was a video that just went on around you all the time, telling the story of Tutankhamun and the history of Egypt. And it was amazing. And you step into it in almost darkness, and then the projectors come on and the film starts, and you're like, wow, look at that. And then you go through the exhibition, and it leads you through, and then you get another video at the end. And it was brilliant. And I understand if you go in London, there's a VR version, a virtual reality version, where you put a headset on and you can move around in this space. And anyway, we won't go there. But what I want to tell you about is that on my way in, I was given an audio guide. I was given a little pair of headphones. Well, actually, they were quite a big pair of headphones. And a little receiver to wear, okay? And the audio guide told me where to go, and it told me when to go there and how to get there. And it told me the story of what I was seeing around me. Okay, there was so much information on this audio guide that otherwise I wouldn't have had a clue. I could have looked at the pictures and gone, oh, look at that, that's pretty. Or, oh, look at that, that's interesting. But I wouldn't have had a clue how it fitted in to what was going on around me. Okay, now I had the choice to take my headphones off or to turn the volume down and ignore it. But actually, by having the headphones on and by listening, I felt I was in tune with what was going on around me. If I'd taken my headphones off, not only would I not have known when to leave the room and go to the next one, I wouldn't have known how to get there either, because I said it was pitch black and the door was actually hidden in the wall. It was great. But I want to suggest that actually, we need to tune in to the Holy Spirit in the way that I had to tune in to that other information that was available. So I went in there with very little knowledge about Tutankhamun. And I came out with loads and loads and loads. But only because I tuned in with this headset. Now, we can go about our daily lives, every single one of us, and even our Sunday services, and not really pay much attention, not tune in to the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit is telling us. Or is asking us to do. But if we do that, we miss out on so much, just as I would have done without my audio guide. If we don't deliberately tune into what the Spirit is saying to us, what the Spirit is doing in us, and what the Spirit might be asking us to do, then we miss out on so much. I wonder what you and I have missed out on just this week because we were too busy doing the things that we wanted to do, or we just filled all of our time with stuff just so we were doing stuff instead of stopping and waiting. Or even deliberately tuning in to what the Spirit was saying whilst we were doing our stuff. I wonder what we miss out on. And I wonder what it would look like if we tuned in more deliberately. Now I'm going to ask Faith and Jonathan to come. And they're going to do a little bit of drama that hopefully will explain this for us. Thank you.
It's about time too. Look, I've got you a drink.
Thank you.
Just sit down.
Thank you. Aren't you going to ask me why I'm late?
Sorry. Yeah, sorry, I'm a bit preoccupied. I've just got something on my mind. Why were you late?
Well, no need to be like that. Well, firstly, I forgot my phone. I had to go back home. I had to turn the alarm off. I had to find my phone. Then I had to set all the lock all the doors again, go out, put the alarm on. Mm-hmm. And then when I realised that I got outside, it started raining. So I had to go back and do all that again and pick up my umbrella.
Oh, well, you're here now. So about why I asked you to meet. You see, well, it's just...
Well, have you heard about those new crisps? I mean, when I thought about those new crisps, I thought about you. I thought you'd really like them.
What flavour is it then?
Well, Marmite and honey. I mean, I can't understand why you like Marmite anyway.
Well, look, Jonathan, I asked you here because I wanted to talk to you about something I'm really worried about.
Faith, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I got here and I've rabbited on about nothing and everything. Look, I'm listening now. I'm really sorry. What is it that you want to talk about?
Thanks, Jonathan. I'm sorry too. Okay.
Where was the Holy Spirit at work in that? I don't think anybody tuned into the Holy Spirit. Let's see if we can watch it again and spot the Holy Spirit at work and see how it changes things.
Are you okay? I was wondering why you were late. I've got you a drink. Look, you sat down now. Come on.
Thanks, Faith. Whew, I'm sorry I'm so late. I had a bad start getting out of the house and forgetting my phone and my umbrella. It's not important, though, really. What about you, though? Are you okay?
Sorry, yes. I'm just a little bit preoccupied. You've just got something on my mind.
Have you seen that new flavour of crisps? I thought of you when I saw them. I thought that you'd really like them.
Oh, that's what flavour then?
Well, it's Marmite and honey. Can't see why you like Marmite myself. I hate it.
Oh, thank you for thinking of me, though.
Are you okay, though, Faith? Are you really okay? You said something was on your mind. What's the matter then, Faith? You can tell me. I'm your friend.
Thanks, Jonathan. I asked you here as I wanted to talk to you about something I'm really worried about.
I wonder what difference it would make to our lives if we were a little bit more in tune with the Spirit, because I have absolutely no doubt that God speaks to us in similar ways, not with a sign above the head, but with prompts in our own head, in our own heart, just in our spirit as we're talking to people. Have you ever spoken to someone and just got a sense that they weren't right? I think that's partly God at work telling us that we need to pay attention, we need to look at what's going on, we need to listen to him and respond to the prompts that he gives us. Let me just briefly, before we go to our next activity, let me just read this passage of scripture from Ephesians chapter 1, 15 to 23. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, that he may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. And I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. That passage speaks about us and our need to be spiritually alert, that the eyes of our heart would be enlightened, that God would open our eyes, our physical eyes, but the eyes of our heart as well, that we would receive from him, that he would prompt us, that we would understand what he is doing in our hearts. Now, God can communicate with us in very unusual ways. I've never been talking to someone and he's held a sign above their head for me. Oh my goodness, how helpful would that be? But God can communicate with us in lots and lots of different ways. And I can't explain them all. I certainly can't list them all. But we just need to tune in to him. We need to be aware and alert, and we need to be expectant that God is going to speak to us. Now, we're going to move on, and Claire, do you want to come and explain the activity for the smaller children? And then I've got something for the older children and for all of us to join in with as well.
Got it on. Oh, that's better. We're going to, for the little ones, we can come over here, and we're going to do a craft about opening the eyes of our heart. So we're just going to have got some hearts, and we're going to stick some eyes on with a little flap so it can hide it, so we can open the eyes of our heart. So if you're one of the little ones that would like to come and do that with me in a minute, if you come over here, we'll do some colouring and some craft of it, okay?
And the rest of us, I need you to grab a Bible, and if you're sat at the front here, would you like to go and find someone who's got a Bible? You'll find them under your seats if you haven't brought one with you. And if you haven't got enough in your row, if you can just share and work together as a team, that would be brilliant. Because we want to understand, what does Scripture say about our need to be spiritually alert? So I'll just give you a moment to grab your Bibles. And we'll have a look in a minute at the craft that you guys have done at the end. That would be great before we sing. Okay, have we all got a Bible, or we're near someone who has one? Oh, have we got any spares, Dazza? Have you got any spares for over here, please? We've got a whole row without one. Thanks. Oh, there we are. Look at that. Wonderful. Thank you. Okay. So we're going to look at four really short pieces of Scripture, and I'm going to give you the Bible reference so you can look it up, or you can just have a go at filling in the blanks if you know it, okay? So we'll see how we get on. So this is Ephesians chapter 6. So further on in this letter from Paul, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. And pray in the Spirit on blank with blank. And with this in mind, blank and blank for all the Lord's people. Okay, so let's see if we can work out what the answers are, that what's missing in this passage of Scripture. When you've found the right place, or you think you know the answer, do you want to put your hand up? Rosemary, yes. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Very good. Next, with... There's a hand at the front here. No, maybe not. Anybody? Oh, right at the back there. With... all kinds of prayers and requests. Brilliant. And with this in mind, something. Callum? Be alert. And something? No, I didn't catch that. I'm going to assume you got it right. Always keep on praying. Thank you. So, all occasions. So as you're meeting with your grumpy friend in the coffee shop who wants to talk about manky crisps, be praying. Be speaking to the Spirit and expecting the Spirit to speak to you. Lord, would you help me? Lord, give me patience with this guy who just wants to talk about Marmite and honey crisps. And if you think that's weird, talk to Faith afterwards about cheese and honey on Rivita. Anyway, that's all I'm saying. So pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. So it can just be, Lord, help me. Lord, speak to me. Lord, what do you want me to do in this situation? Okay? And be alert. Be alert, because God's going to speak. God's going to move. God's going to answer you. God's going to be at work around you. Be alert to what he's going to do. And always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So a challenge to you, whoever you meet this week, in whatever context, just pray for them. You don't have to lay hands on them and ask the Spirit to come and fill them. That will freak them out of the school gates, won't it? But pray for the people that you meet. Lord, would you bless them? Lord, would you tell me how I can bless them? Loads and loads of ways that you can pray for them. Okay, next one is Galatians chapter 5 and verse 25. Since we live by the Spirit, let us something, something, something with the Spirit. Hand up if you'd like to have an early answer. Oh, hands up. That's a teacher as well. Hands up, please, and wait until you're called on. No. Yes, Mrs. Makacek. Yes, Mrs. Makacek. What was the answer? And keep in step with the Spirit. So whatever you're doing, even as you're walking down the street, keep in step with the Spirit. Be in communication with the Spirit. Walk alongside the Spirit as you go. Okay? Whether you're running around the playground, whether you're on the football field, whatever you're doing, God is there with you. But we have to put the effort in to keep in step, don't we? Excellent. Next one. Oh, this is a long one. John chapter 10. Verses 3 and 4. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep, something, 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 he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out, and when he's brought them on it out his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep, something, 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 something. A hand at the back. Yes, please. Say again. Enter by the gate. No! Listen to his voice. Good guess. Oh, someone's just had a slap on the head for the wrong answer. The sheep listen to his voice. Okay, and let's carry on to the next one. Thank you for playing, though. Next one. Anyone? Who's got the end? The verse 4. Emma, yes? Oh, Ellie. Ellie. Brilliant. They follow him because they know his voice. Okay, if you have never heard the Spirit speak to you, why on earth would we think that we're going to hear the Spirit over the noise in a coffee shop? We need to spend time with the Lord, spend time listening for the Spirit, such that we know how the Spirit communicates with us, because it will be different for all of us. But we need to know his voice so that when he speaks, we recognize it. Just as the sheep do in this particular example. Okay, and then finally, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. But you will, something, 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 and you will be my witnesses. And you will, is your hand up, Nick? Say again. And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Okay, now this is a slightly different point, okay? You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Not just he's going to speak to you, and he's going to guide you, and he's going to advise you and minister to you and give you strength, but actually he's going to give you power. He's going to give you power. There's so much more. It's not just listening for his voice, though that's important. We need to have a sense when we receive the Spirit's power to do something. Okay? And we're going to talk about that a little bit more as we go on to the end of the service. Now, The Bible says that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. So that when we sing, when we give him praise, that he is at work amongst that noise. Whatever your noise is like when you worship, God is in it. God inhabits the praises of his people. So let's stand. We're going to have a time of worship together. Children, we've got some instruments somewhere. Blow-up instruments and tambourines and stuff. We'd love you to come and stand over this side and praise and worship God as you go. That would be wonderful. But if you would like to, thank you. If you would like to stand if you are able, and let's sing and praise the Lord together.
Restore, O Lord. honor of your in works of sovereign power, come shake the earth again, that man may see, and come with reverent fear to the living God, whose kingdom shall outlast thee. Lord, Lord, help me read this, I pray. Restore, O Lord, in all the earth, in all the earth, restore, O Lord, in all the earth your fame, and in our time revive the church that bears your name. And in your anger, Lord, remember mercy. O living God, whose mercy shall outlast the years. Lord, we just want to thank you that your kingdom is going to outlast the years, that your mercy will outlast the years, that still our living God is reigning. He is reigning here. Lord, with everything that we see in the news and read in the papers that's going on around our world, still, through all that, you are reigning. And Lord, we thank you that you are ultimately in control of everything in our world and everything in our circumstances in that world. Thank you, Lord, that you're reigning here. And your kingdom shall outlast the years. Amen. Looking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you've never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet.
I see you do it again.
promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. You've never failed me yet. I never will forget. You've never failed me yet.
God, I thank you for your faithfulness to us. Lord, your faithfulness not just to us, but to your people over thousands of years, Lord. And Lord, you are faithful yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And Lord, I thank you that the song that we sang just previously to that one was about you restoring your church. And Lord, I thank you that in our week of prayer, and even before that, that you were giving us scriptures and pictures about restoration and about rebuilding. And Lord, not just of your church, but of the streets around us, of the communities around us. And Lord, I pray that that would come to fruition, Lord. Continue to speak to us in that and through that, I pray. But Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are faithful in all things. We praise your name. Amen. 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 Please take a seat. Let's have a little look at what the children got up to, if there are any left. They've all run away. Who's got their craft that they can bring and show me what you did? Oh, brilliant. Katie, wonderful. Who else has? Oh, you've got some as well. Come on up. Come on up. Wonderful. Look at that. Oh, can I hold it up and show everybody? Is that all right? So you hold yours up so they can see it as well. So we've got a heart in the middle here. And they've either drawn a face on or some have stuck googly eyes on, I think. Oh, no, they've all drawn them. You stuck the eyes on. Brilliant. Well done, you. What have you got on yours? You've got the same. Can you hold it up to everybody? And then can you lift up the flap on yours? Yes. And what's underneath there? There's the googly eyes. So when we've got the flap down, our eyes are closed, aren't they?
Mummy and Daddy's under.
Mummy and Daddy under there. Okay. And then... And there's a little... No, we won't go there. When we open up our eyes, then God can speak directly into our hearts, can't he? That bit of scripture we saw earlier said, Paul was praying that God would enlighten our hearts, that we would open our eyes, that we would see, that we would hear from him. That is wonderful. Can you give him a round of applause, please? Brilliant. Thank you very much. That's great.
I said to you that there is treasure in this room. I feel like a pirate. Arr, there be treasure in this room. If I said to you there's treasure in this room, would you believe me? God, they're very trusting. Would you believe me? Well, no, some people say no. Well, there is treasure in this room. Just sit down for a minute because I'll tell you. Yeah, there's treasure in this room. Sit down for a minute. Sit down. Sit down. They're very eager, aren't they? You see, there is treasure in this room because before you got here this morning, Ricky and I, with some help from my children, although they got bored very quickly, we hid lots of treasure in this room. Just because you can't see it and you don't know where it is, it doesn't mean that it's not here, because it most certainly is. And in a minute, not just yet, I'm going to give you an opportunity to find that treasure. Now, Ricky spoke to you earlier about having an audio guide. Yeah, so when you go around to look something, do you remember we got one when we went to Stonehenge? Yeah, so when you go places, you get an audio guide. Sometimes you need an audio guide to tell you where to go and what to do. So I'm going to be your treasure audio guide this morning to tell you where to find the treasure. So you need to tune into my voice and I'll tell you where to find it. Because in this room, I have hidden, with the help of Ricky and my children, 20 scriptures, okay? Really good treasure. And also 20 packs of Haribo. Yeah, okay, you know, I think the scripture is more important. But now, the where we've hidden these is they are all over the room, but you can't see them. They are underneath chairs or tables. And we've stuck them there. Oh, look, even the adults are now having a look. And you know what? They're all over the church. So I'm going to give you a couple of minutes. Can you find? Start looking under your seats. There's some. Oh, look, they're on the balcony. They've found theirs. Have a look right under your seats. Oh, Doris has found a packet of Haribo. Well done. If you find an envelope, it might say treasure on it. Oh, look, they're getting excited now. When you've got your treasure, bring it to the front. Adults, you might want to keep yours. That's fine. If not, you might want to pass it on. Open it up, have a look. Brilliant. You can open it up. Open it up. Treasure. Go on, go and see Nanny and open it up. She'll help you. You found some Haribo. When you've got your treasure, come back to the front. You found them? There were three packets of Haribo up there, I believe, that Ricky put up there. A couple of, yeah, you got them all? Two envelopes up there? Is there anyone on that side? Because if there's not, someone might want to get up there. Oh, you got it. Isaac's got it already. We only put one up there. Did you look right at the back? Lynn, did you have a look? Right at the back, there's some. They're turning around to see if there's people behind them, and they're on the back row. I put them everywhere. Okay, come and sit yourselves down for me. A little flurry of activity there as they find a couple more things. Okay, come and sit yourself down. If you got an envelope, it's got a scripture inside. Some of those scriptures actually are treasures. I believe they're treasures. They've helped me through difficult times. So God's word is a great treasure. Right, you can open it. Come and sit yourselves down anyway, because I'm going to talk to you a little bit about treasure. You're my child, and yes, you may eat the sweets, but that doesn't go for everybody. Check with your parents first. Okay. Now, in the Bible, it says that God wants to give us good gifts. And I'm hoping that, is there a verse up on there? In Matthew chapter 7, verses 6 to 11. Did we put that one on there? I might not have done. Anyway, it says this. I'll read it to you. You've got some, Daisy. Brilliant. It says, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Now, God wants to give us good gifts. He gives us the gift of his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. You have him after your lunch. That's brilliant, Daisy. The Holy Spirit is God. And in the Bible, it says that the Holy Spirit is called the Helper. He's always there. But we're not always aware that he's there. Just a bit like the treasure that was hid. It was there before the service. It was there the whole service. You didn't know it was there. The Holy Spirit is always with us, even though we may not be aware of it. But we need to ask him to come and help us, to be our helper, and to give him permission to do that. Now, I don't want to miss out on the good gifts that God's got for me. I don't want to miss out on all the Holy Spirit has for me. If I'm not listening to my audio guide, then I might well do that. I might well miss out. And I'll miss out on the treasures that God's got for me. And just like Ricky, when he had his audio guide, I might get a bit lost. I might feel like I don't know where I'm going. But with God's help, with God's Holy Spirit to help me, I can have that help and to know where I'm going. I also think this is a bit about living life in its fullness. In John 10:10, when Jesus says, I've come, you may have life and life in all its fullness, that's the Holy Spirit. If we're not tapping into that treasure that God's got for us, then we don't live life in all its fullness. So what does it mean to live with the treasure that the Holy Spirit has in our lives? How do we do it? Well, for me, it's very much about having him as my audio guide. And how do I hear God's voice most? Through reading my Bible. That's how I hear God's voice most. Through spending time every day reading my Bible, praying, and not just praying, listening. Do you know what I was thinking about this week? If I pray to God, sometimes I say, oh God, can you do this for me? Can you do that? You're an amazing God. And then I shut up and go away. That's a bit like going to the doctor and saying, oh doctor, I've got this terrible earache and my back hurts and my leg aches. And then just walking out and the doctor's saying, hey, hang on, I haven't told you how. we shouldn't treat God like that. We shouldn't just make sure that we tell him what's wrong with us, but we should listen to him as well, because he's got lots of good things to say to us. One of the verses that keeps coming back to me this week when I was preparing for this was Romans 12, verse 2. And it's interesting because Elizabeth shared from this morning in the prayer meeting as well. And it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because I think this whole thing about living with the Holy Spirit starts in our thought lives. It starts in our heads. And if we can get into good thought patterns with God, spending time with him, thinking about what we're feeding ourselves on, and by that I mean what we spend time doing, reading his word, listening to him, then that can help us so much in our lives. And if we do that, we can have life in all its fullness. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy your treasures you've got this morning, the Bible verses and the sweets. But more than that, I hope that you have a little think about living life in its fullness and having that treasure of the Holy Spirit in your lives. Because you know what? All we need to do is ask. We just need to ask, and God is faithful, and that he will give us his Spirit. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Now, I want to talk about one final thing, which I think is probably the most important thing. And it almost feels like it doesn't fit with being spiritually alert. And I talked about it earlier a little bit. And it's about God's power, okay? So in this letter that Paul is writing, he says, I pray that your heart would be enlightened, would be opened. I pray that you would know the hope to which he's called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance, which we've talked about in previous services a little bit, and his incomparably great power. His incomparably great power. Paul's praying that all of the people in that church would know God's power, his amazing power. And you might think that you're feeling it very shortly, but that will be called a sugar rush, okay? And I'm now realizing the lack of wisdom in giving out the sugar right now. But anyway, but that's okay. But Paul is saying that the church should experience and know God's power. And he says that it's the same power that they will experience as raised Christ from the dead. And it's stronger than any other power. And God wants us to know that same power. He wants us to experience it for ourselves. But even more than that, not just experience it, but actually to use it, to do something with it, in line with the things that he has planned and prepared for us. Now, I talked earlier about tuning in to the Spirit. Now, Jesus was perfectly in tune with the Spirit. There was nothing to get in the way. There was no, like, dodgy Wi-Fi signal and he couldn't hear what the Spirit was saying. There was no sin to get in the way between him and the Holy Spirit. He and the Holy Spirit and the Father are one. And so he was perfectly in tune with the Spirit. And when we tune in with the Spirit, we can be a little bit like Jesus, that we can know what the Spirit is saying, what he wants to do. But actually, Jesus... That's all right, don't worry, that's okay. Jesus did some incredible things, right? And there's a piece of scripture where Jesus says to his disciples, knowing all that Jesus has done up to this point, all the miracles he's performed, Jesus says to his disciples, and you will do even greater things than I have done because of the power that's at work in you, okay? So I want us to see if we can think of some amazing things that Jesus did. So put your hand up if you'd like to tell me something amazing that Jesus did, one of the miracles in Scripture. Yes, he died on the cross. That was amazing in one sense. The powerful thing that he did actually was then being raised again afterwards. But you're right, him taking our sin on himself was amazing. Yeah, go on, Archie. He took our sin on himself, didn't he, when he died on the cross? Yeah, brilliant. What else did Jesus do? If you're not sat at the front, you can put your hands up. Yes? Yes, so he wasn't just raised from death himself. Actually, prior to that, he'd raised Lazarus from death as well. Yeah. Say again. Yes, he raised the widow's son from death. Brilliant, Callum. He turned water into wine. Wow. He turned water into wine, and he said that we are going to do even more amazing things than that. Wonderful. Yes, Sophie, did you have one? Oh, he got stolen. You think of another one. Anybody else yet? He healed the sick. Absolutely. Raised people from death. He healed the sick. He gave sight to the blind. Yeah. He walked on water. I'd love to be able to do that. What an amazing baptism service that would be, wouldn't it? That would be awesome. Yes, last one. He fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Absolutely amazing. Last one.
He healed 10 lepers.
Wonderful. So Jesus did some absolutely staggering things, didn't he? Amazing things. But he said that with the power of the Spirit, we are going to do even greater things than he did. And this scripture tells us that we should expect and we should get to know God's power, that God's going to give his power to us. We heard it earlier in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Well, it said that we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. Well, actually, it was said to his disciples for Pentecost. But actually, we receive that same Spirit and that same power. That's what Paul is talking about. The same power that raised Christ from the dead, is available to us. Isn't that amazing that we are to know that same power, but not just know it, not just sense it and go, oh, the Spirit's here, but actually to do something with it, to use it, to do the things that we believe that God is asking us to do. Okay, so we do need to be spiritually alert. We need to know the voice of the Spirit, to hear it when he speaks to us, to recognize it. We need to do something with it. But we're also called to have that same power and to do some amazing things that God has done. We need to tune into the Spirit. We need to be aware of the treasures that he's got for us and actually the treasures that he's got for other people through us. How many of you picked up your sweets or your scripture and gave them away to somebody else today? Oh, Doris, somebody shine her halo for me. Well done, Doris. But that's what it's like. We tune into the Spirit and what the Spirit has, not just for ourselves, but for others. The example in the conversation earlier, that actually Jonathan could have been a real blessing to Faith if only he'd paid attention, which he did in the end. We'll forgive him that. He did in the end. Okay. God has amazing treasures for us and for others. He's got amazing stuff for us to do through his power to bless others. I'm going to invite the band back, but I want to ask you a question. Every one of us here. Are you going to be a power pack? Are you going to be a kingdom maker? Are you going to make an impact? Some of you are not sure. Are you going to be a nation shaker? Yes, by the power of his Spirit, absolutely. Yes, we are. Let's stand. Let's sing. Children, if you know the actions for this song, Power Pack, come up onto the stage, bring your instruments, and come and sing and dance and show us what we need to be doing. The actions? You do. Come on. Brilliant. Archie, you can help me. Would you like your tambourine back? Yes, carry on. Where's my action man?
Gonna be a power pack. Gonna be a nation shaker. Gonna make an impact. Gonna be a kingdom maker. Gonna be a power pack. Gonna be a nation shaker. Gonna make an impact. Gonna be a kingdom maker. Standing strong. I won't hold back. Following Jesus, no way back. He's the Lord, and that's a fact. I'm a mighty power pack. Showing that we love you, Jesus, but doing what you tell us to. Listening close to your commands, standing for what's true. gonna be a power pack. Gonna be a nation shaker. Gonna make an impact. Gonna be a kingdom maker. Gonna be a power pack. Gonna be a nation shaker. Gonna make an impact. Gonna be a kingdom maker. Standing strong, I won't hold back. Following Jesus, no way back. He's the Lord, and that's a fact. I'm a mighty power pack. Don't wanna leave the world as we found it. Don't want it to be the same. I wanna see revival come in the power of Jesus' name. Gonna be a power pack. Gonna be a nation shaker. Gonna make an impact. Gonna be a kingdom maker. Gonna be a power pack. Gonna be a nation shaker. Gonna make an impact. Gonna be a kingdom maker. Standing strong, I won't hold back. Following Jesus, no way back. He's the Lord, and that's a fact. I'm a mighty power pack.
Just stand still really quietly and just focus on Jesus and focus on the Lord. Father, I thank you that you are here now. I thank you that you're here by your Spirit. And Lord, we stand here saying that we want more of your Spirit in our lives. We want to be spiritually alert. Father, I thank you that the Holy Spirit is for everybody. It's for all of us. I'm just going to pray a blessing on us. This is from Numbers chapter 6, verse 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.
My hope is found. He is my light, my strength. My song, this cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What height of love, what depth of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease, not comforter, my all in all. Yeah.